I said it that way. Okay, let's get this over with. Would you just stand up so we get this over with? I don't think you would. Stand up. Jennifer just stood up. Praise the Lord. That was a good thing. Lord, I got to work on that. I got to remember when I pray. Anyway. You know, I mean, I don't think it was. Whatever the case was, Paul responded, and I'm not gonna. I won't say finally responded because that could mess with people's thinking of absolutely. Paul always did exactly what God said, exactly when God said it, and he did it perfectly. He probably did. Okay. However it happened, Paul responded, and he said to the man, "Stand up." Now, remember, the guy's got crippled feet. Remember Naaman who went to the prophet and wanted to be healed, and the prophet said, go wash in the river for 7 times? Naaman didn't have a very good response to begin with, did he? Well, do you think that this guy with the crippled feet could have had just a little bit of an exception to the way Paul was doing this? I mean, he could have at least said, everyone, look at this man. God wants to heal him. Someone bring him up here. Let's gather around. Let's really do this thing. But instead, Paul just stand up, and the guy's sitting there going, "Rubber." Well, I got myself here. This is what I came for. This is the only orders I've got. How do I respond? Does he say, this is too hard? Does he say, this isn't the way I had a plan? Does he say, nothing's ever worked before? What does he say? He does the same thing. He says, I'm going for it. I got this far. I'm going to respond to what the prophet said. And he stood up. And oh my, was there a wild time. The miracle, the glory to God, and everything that it took, because he responded. And so we have a response of running, we have a response of standing, we have a response of saying, and we have a response of standing again. They ran, they stood on the word of God, they told the man what God said, the man responded, and we have a miracle. At any place in that series of responses, the miracle could have been missed. They could have stopped somewhere else to begin preaching. He could have not gotten himself to the meeting. Paul could have said, we'll do this another time. Or the man could have just sat there. But God did everything that was necessary for the completion of that miracle. As I was reading about that and praying about that, I got this sense in my spirit of how when God is lining things up and people are responding and everything's going good, and I got a sense of the excitement in heaven as heaven watches how God does things. And as they said, if you ever watch Survivor? I haven't watched it much this time, but it's funny when you're watching Survivor and you've got all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the people are saying, and then you've got them out amongst the other survivors lying through their teeth. And so you know what they're really thinking because they told the camera, and now you know what they're saying to them, and then you're sitting there and you go, oh, don't believe that, idiot. You shouldn't do that, you know. You can't trust them. You just can't trust them. You know, or in Shannon's line of work, you can become a tiny bit cynical of the people who break the law as to where you doubt that they ever tell the truth. Or you can see when they're lying, or you can say they told the same guy different things just 5 minutes ago. I mean, you can get that way. And so now we have God lining things up, and the angels are watching God work, and they're seeing the first thing. They're seeing him run, and at first the angels are going, what are they running for? Just turn us loose, God, we'll get out, kill all those people that are after him, let them keep preaching there. God says, just wait, watch. They watch as they shuffle over to the next place, and they begin to preach, and they go, oh, this is a good place to preach, this is really good. And in the meantime, they see the message go out to the guy with the crippled feet, and they go, oh, we're starting to see what God's got going here. When everybody gets lined up, that guy's going to get healed. Oh, everybody get ready. This is going to be a good one. Is everybody ready? Look at it. Look, the preacher. Look, he's in the right place. Look, Paul's got the message. Oh, come on, Paul. Come on. Just say it, Paul. We want to see it, Paul. Come on, Paul. Would you please quit with that and get it done, please, Paul. And he says it, and the angels go, oh, this is it. He's got his healing in his own hands. All he's got to do is jump up. Get up. Yeah!